I took fine arts at the University of Minnesota, and then I discovered this process at, I was at North Hennepin Community College for graphic design, and that's actually where I picked up the stipple technique. So my background was more oil painting and charcoal, pencil, things like that, and just kind of stumbled upon this, and ever since, it's the only medium I work in now. So
it seems like a very painstaking way to make an image. What was your inspiration for picking that up as kind of your signature technique?
It's kind of strange because I was totally the opposite of my art before that. I mean, everything was more free-flowing and quicker. I mean, I'd work on a bigger piece I would work on, it, maybe a week would be a long time for me, or maybe 2 weeks is max. And now on these pieces, I work anywhere from the smaller pieces, it'll take me 1 week, but then most of my pieces take me a month to 3 months to do. It's just, I don't know, it's just so gratifying. Like the finished piece, you know, starting a piece, it's really, you know, tough to get into it. And then once I start working on a piece and see it come together, it just, you know, I get excited to start another piece. And when I see like the finished product, it kind of inspires me to move on to the next subject. So it's not the most efficient process, but I kind of like it because of its uniqueness. So you don't see that the process that often. So
And it allows you to kind of focus in on the one aspect that dominates this way of working is value. You know, the light versus dark, and to capture that in your subject matter.
Yeah, I mean that my old painting and pastels, I mean it was all like color and tones. Now everything is actually just grayscales and the tones and the color, it was the hues, and now it's all tones. And it's to a point now when I draw a picture, I mean, I have like the grays and you know, the different shades. I know exactly, you know, what to do. You know, it's kind of like it's just built in. I can't even think in terms of color anymore. So, it's kind of I'm trending more towards really graphic pictures, where I'm even kind of eliminating some of the halftones and doing more real stark black and white on my newer stuff. But I just kind of, it's a real nice kind of way to get an old school kind of classic a look to a picture. So
you talked about how long it takes for you to generate the finished image. So you're not going to be out in the field doing this technique there. What do you work from? A sketch, a photograph, or
I go out when I have an idea for a project. Like I have a long-term project I want to work on. It's basically the circle tour around Lake Superior, and I want to take, you know, hundreds of photos of different landmarks, you know, lighthouses, landscapes, and then condense it into 24 pictures. And when I go out in the field, I just take my camera, I take hundreds of pictures, and then I kind of pick from my own photography which subjects I want. And then I just go directly from my photos. Because unlike when I'm doing pencil or charcoal, where I can go take a sketchbook and just sit in the field and, you know, sketch out something real quick, this, I'm sitting at the drafting table so long that I need to work from one set photo, and you know, if nothing changes, you know, everything is as I see it in the photo, and I can just, you know, relay that, you know, into my, represent that in the picture I do. So it's all my field work is basically photography. So
are you making a living in the creative arts? Is this kind of a day job for you?
I'd like it to be my only source, but you know, I do carpentry, I do delivery, I do whatever I can to make it possible to keep doing my artwork. I mean, I tried to do the artwork exclusively a couple of years ago by mainly going to art fairs and art shows, but it got to be just, you know, a lot of work that took away, actually. It was kind of counteractive to what I wanted to do. I was doing more work setting up shows and all the side work that goes into them rather than drawing. So now I'll work all summer, like doing some carpentry and roofing and whatever. And then like this time of year in the winter, I'm mainly in my studio just working on new projects. So
well, it's great to see your work here at the Lyric Center for Stage Gallery in Virginia, and the work will be up through the rest of January?
Yeah, through the end of the month.
Okay.
So.
And how can people find out more about your work, or maybe commission work or anything like that? How can people get in touch with you?
They can check, my website is rcillustration.com, or it's also stipplefreak.com. And also my Facebook page is just RC Illustration. So they can get all the information on commission pieces and upcoming shows on those venues.
Rob Christensen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.